They've done a real good job of that. I mean, we've not capitalized on it, but, you know, we've had a bunch of turnovers. We had some turnovers the week before. We had some turnovers, special teams and defense last night. We had an exceptional field position last night. We just don't do anything with the field position we had. And that's unfortunate. It really is. You know, we finally got a couple punt returns last night. We had one that took us into the 30-yard line. We had another circumstance with an interception where we took the ball at the 40 and then fumbled it right back to them. What was called a fumble. It's interesting. I would really like to understand whether or not the officials called that the tuck rule, you know, because, you know, that was kind of David Carr's motion. That's his motion, and he claimed that he thought he was throwing the football. That would be an interesting discussion that I'll have with Dean Blandino. But we had excellent field position. We had a chance to score. We didn't do it, but we have had turnovers. You know, we've been plus four and plus two in the last two games, which is, you know, something that we strive for. You know, physically, we've done a pretty good job. I mean, last night, they did rush for some yards. They give some credit. But the week before, we held a very, very good rush team to a few yards. So we've come along that way. Last night, it was the two big plays. I mean, if you take the 92 yards down off the board, that's a 200-yard gain for them. So you can't do that, obviously, but it gives me a chance to look at the game a little bit different perspective. Give credit where credit is due, some of that type of thing. Yeah, so we have had turnovers. We have done some good things with from a defensive standpoint and special teams as far as getting the ball for the offense. We just haven't really capitalized on it.
Tom, how much clarity do you have in the roster after last night's game? Is it still pretty cloudy for you?
No, it's not going to be very cloudy. We haven't had a chance to discuss it yet, but we're going to when we leave here, and we'll get some things resolved.
Do you have any more information on Adrian Robinson's foot injury?
Supposedly a sprain, but at this point in time, and again, you could come back 5 minutes and I could say, you know, it's a different story. There's no surgery or anything like that talked about.
Is it that midfoot sprain?
It's not exactly midfoot. It's off to the side a little bit, I think. And, you know, he tried to turn around at halftime and go last night, but he couldn't really get up on his toes well enough to be able to do that.
Tom, with Andre, you know, not going to be around for a while, do you think they need a running back with some NFL experience?
Well, that's going to be discussed. You know, we'll discuss all those things. We need some true definition of how long this injury is going to be. And once we understand that, I think there'll be some discussions about a lot of different things.
Could he be a candidate for that IR?
He could be.
Yeah, sure.
How comfortable are you with David Wilson kind of taking over as like the short yardage guy, goal line back?
Well, David Wilson, you know, he runs in there hard. I don't have a problem with that at all. That's not an issue for me. You know, he's powerful. He's compact. He has tremendous leg strength, which is with his forte. So for him to run the ball in short yardage and goal line, I don't have an issue with that at all.
What about the amount of strikes?
Well, I think you got to be having the back of your mind a little idea about the number. And we do. But we also know that in the course of it's interesting because last night we had 71 snaps. We had 32 minutes time of possession, 71 snaps to their 60. And that's kind of way, you know, the last 2 weeks we've had a lot of snaps. We've had over 80 the week before, so it's been a lot of snaps. There's a lot of snaps in these games. You know, you look up there sometimes in preseason and you wonder, hey, how's this quarter ever going to go? But that takes place during the regular season, too. You have to do what you have to do in order to win. So it is a game of strength and endurance and power and that kind of thing. And David is a guy who has outstanding endurance and strength. And so, I'm not aware of what the number might be, but I'm sure we'll work that out.
He also has said that he hopes he's convinced the coaches that he can pick up blitzes and that he's not a liability.
No, he's done a pretty good job of that. Last couple of weeks, he's improved, and he's also done a nice job of if a half a jersey's hanging over, like he did last night on that first play action pass, he'll step in there and bang the the defensive tackle. So he's done. He's a much improved player, much more aware of what he has to do to contribute to the entire pass protection scheme. Sometimes it's important that he has to be out. We have to realize that too. I mean, he does. He's starting to understand that as well.
Good year to year. You've been coming out of the season in your own mind.
Our expectations are always very high. Sometimes they're met, sometimes they're not. Sometimes it takes a lot of season before it comes to fruition. But we have we generally have a pretty good sense of what we've got. Now, we may not be getting everything we think we need right away, but we'll have a good handle on what we think we have.
How would you characterize your sense?
I'll pass on that one.
I feel good about it.
We don't have a lot of the satisfaction of having seen everything in preseason, you know. But if you look back over the years, this drive the other night, the 91-yard drive, that was a good thing. You know, we needed that, and that was good for a lot of reasons. For the group of guys who were playing together up front to play 10 plays in a row, you know, which we haven't had. And then for it to come to completion with Eli, you know, checking the play and getting us something where we can pick it up and throwing the ball in the key, making a nice play. So that's positive. That's positive. And that's all I can say. We're making progress. I think we said the other day we are a work in progress. And I believe that. You know, we're going to get better as this thing goes along. Hopefully we'll make some good progress here in this week.
Coach, have a chance to look at a couple safeties after Kyler went out with his concussion. Any impressions jump out at you?
Well, Cooper Taylor did some things that, you know, he hasn't been around. He hasn't played, so we really haven't seen much of him. But he did a couple decent things on special teams, and he ran around at the safety position as well.
How tough is it with a guy like Cooper when you only see him in the fourth preseason game and then you have to make some tough roster decisions?
Well, you're answering your own question. It's not an easy thing to. You're not going to spend all your time speculating. He is a draft choice, so there's been tremendous research done with regard to him. But you got to step up at this level and show it just as well.
You have a handle at all on who's going to be in and who's going to be out of practice on Monday?
Well, that's another issue. You know, you'd love to stand up on a bandbox and say, "All right, fellas, anybody that makes this team has got to practice. We need to prep." But you know what? It just sometimes doesn't work that way. And then you're scrambling, as you well know. It's very, very difficult to put together the kind of week that you need to have. You are at 53-8, and out of the 53, there's three or four of them that can't practice. That becomes rather difficult.
And this is a big guy's team.
Absolutely. Sure.
I mean, is Wednesday as good as Monday to you,
absolutely.
Wednesday's all right.
No, we get Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in a solid week of normal preparation, I think we'll be okay.